Spalmaj ka moja ty.
Dear listeners of Radio Maria Canada, welcome to our program, The Power of the Rosary, from Toronto and hosted by Reno. It's a program where we share the good news of praying the Holy Rosary when we invite Mary, our Heavenly Mother, and recite her favorite prayer. She promises her protection, guidance, and solutions to the problems that plague our lives. Let's pay attention to the joyful news of help and comfort. Welcome.
Ave Regina della pace, Ave Madre dell'amor. Ave Regina della pace, Ave Madre dell'amor.
Good morning, and welcome to our dear Radio Maria listeners. Today, we want to introduce, and we are happy to talk about with you, about the power of the Holy Rosary. We want to announce the wonderful power of this holy prayer that is so desired by Our Lady. The purpose of this broadcast and the episodes that will follow it is to make lively commitment to this prayer, in order to open ourselves to the gifts and the graces that are promised to anyone who recites it devoutly. This prayer is a spiritual weapon of our times, given by Our Lady to fight the sufferings and pains that afflict us. Perhaps there is no one who is not afflicted in distress from the wounds received from life's battles, the scars from the hidden battles that the forces of darkness and evil wage against humanity, enemies of man from the beginning of time. When we shall be convinced of this glorious power of the Rosary, we will hasten to recite this holy prayer either alone and especially with others.
Later, during the broadcast, we will also give testimonies of the many graces received by the faithful who have been devoted to the Rosary. This way, we will become convinced of the great power that is offered us for our own and the common good. Furthermore, in the near future, we will also invite our listeners to give witness to their experiences and graces that they have encountered in their life that related to the recitation of the Holy Rosary. So we encourage our listeners to participate and share their experiences with other listeners by contacting our radio program. These stories should be written, and we will further announce of this activity in later episodes. The purpose for sharing these personal stories is to increase the common faith and to encourage our listeners to pray the Rosary as frequently as possible and perhaps daily. Because the Rosary is the best protection for each of us, for our families, for society, and also the best protection for the nation and the whole world. It is a prayer that bears countless fruits.
We must understand that these are not my words, but the words of our Mother Mary. In fact, we remember the words of Our Lady to St. Dominic Guzman when she gave him the Rosary in 1214. St. Dominic had requested from the Madonna on how to fight the Albigeans heresy that was so widespread in France at that time. In response, she said to him, "This is the weapon, that is the rosary, which will come to dispel heresy, to promote virtue, to implore God's mercy. Take this crown, preach his mysteries of joy, of sorrow, and of glory, and you will renew the face of the earth." In fact, when we recite the Holy Rosary with proper disposition, we meditate on the mysteries of the life of our Savior and of Mary, and we also honor the Holy Trinity for the great privileges granted to the Virgin, which are power, wisdom, and love. I can ask you one question. When is the last time that you met an Albigensian?
This is where the rosary obtains its power and strength. Our Lady, in speaking to Blessed Alain de la Roche, another great saint of the rosary, promised many blessings to those who recite it. She said to Alain, "To all those who recite my rosary, I promise my very special protection. The rosary will be a very powerful weapon against hell. It will destroy vices, dissipate sin, and abate heresies. Whoever recommends himself with the rosary will not perish. Whomever recites the rosary devoutly, with a meditation of the mysteries, will be converted if a sinner, will grow in grace if just, and will be made worthy of eternal life. I free the souls devout to my rosary from purgatory every day. The true children of my rosary will enjoy great joy in heaven. What you ask for with the rosary, you will get. Those who pray my rosary will be helped by me in all their needs. Devotion to the Holy Rosary is a great sign of predestination." These are the words spoken by Our Lady to Blessed Alain de la Roche.
Furthermore, there are over 90 letters written by different popes on the theme of the power of the rosary. And in addition, every time Our Lady has appeared in different places, both in the past and in these our current times, she has always encouraged and invited the faithful to recite the Holy Rosary. Why this incessant invitation from Our Lady? The answer is simple. Because it is the best defense from the darkness and wickedness that now ceaselessly oppress the world of today, and especially the faithful. In recent times, Sister Lucia dos Santos, the seer of Fatima, and who died a short time ago on February the 13th in 2005, reported that Our Lady told her, "The Father has given in these last times in which we live a new effectiveness at the recitation of the Holy Rosary, and that there is no problem, however difficult, of a material or especially of a spiritual nature that cannot be solved by this prayer. There is no problem, I tell you, no matter how difficult, neither personal, nor family, nor national, nor international problem that cannot be solved with the rosary." These are the words spoken by Our Lady to Sister Lucia dos Santos.
So if we are in need of any help or grace from heaven, and who is not in need, we will hurry and eagerly approach the recitation of this blessed prayer because it promises us the solution to the very problem that oppresses us. There is no doubt that the response will surely arrive. And why, may we ask? Because it has been promised. Perhaps the solution may not be exactly as we envisioned, wanted, or had hoped for. But be sure, it is far better and much more effective solution than the one we had devised. In fact, it is the answer from heaven, and it is better, more adequate, and a more suitable solution to our problems. In time, we will see the wisdom of it. We must never be discouraged because our understanding and vision of things as human beings is limited. So now we will continue with our theme of today on the power of the rosary. The Rosary is also the favorite prayer of Saint Padre Pio, the great saint of the Gargano region of Italy. In fact, he called the Rosary the weapon of our times. A story that happened to one of his brothers, who, while he was helping Padre Pio go to bed, heard Padre Pio ask him, "Take the weapon from my pocket." The friar, surprised, looked to see if though there really was a weapon in the pockets of Padre Pio's religious habit. Then he said to the father, "Father, there's no weapon in the pockets of your suit." But Padre Pio insisted, "See well, it is there. Take it and give it to me."
The friar put his hands again in the pockets of his habit, took out the rosary, and said to Padre Pio, "But Father, there is no weapon in the pocket of your habit. There is only your crown of the rosary." And he replied, "What is that? Isn't that a weapon?" "Yes, the Holy Rosary is also a weapon. Obviously, it is a particular weapon, because it is a weapon of victory of grace and peace, a weapon of victory of virtue and charity, a weapon of victory of life and love. In fact, the rosary is a weapon against selfishness and passions, against instincts and evil tendencies, against darkness and evil forces that work to the detriment of souls and the ruin of man." Again, Padre Pio one day was asked, "Father, today they say that the rosary has had its time, and in many churches it is no longer recited." He replied, "Satan always seems to destroy this prayer, but he will never succeed because it is the prayer of she who triumphs over everything and everyone. It is she who taught us, as Jesus taught us the Our Father. The rosary will save the world. It is the weapon that the Queen of Heaven and Earth has placed in our hands."
Padre Pio himself once recounted a vision of an extraordinary event. He had looked out the window of their choir and had seen the square full of enemies crying furiously, "To death, to death." Frightened, Padre Pio immediately turned to Our Lady to find out what to do and to ask her help against those death threats. Our Lady placed the rosary in his hands with which to defend himself and maneuvering it like a weapon. Then Padre Pio looked out the window again with the rosary in his hands. In the act of pointing it at the angry crowd, he immediately saw all those enemies fall to the ground, knocked down. Padre Pio understood well then what the power the rosary weapon had to defend ourselves from enemies, to make good win over evil, life over death, grace over sin, peace over war, truth over errors, charity over hatred. What good can this blessed weapon not achieve? On earth and in purgatory, and life and in death, in temptations and trials, where there are difficulties to overcome, to avoid dangers, to repel traps, the rosary is always ready to be used as a weapon of grace, as a weapon of the Queen of all victories.
Padre Pio further encourages us and tells us, "Spread every moment, children, the prayer of the Holy Rosary. It is a scourge on the demons who flee chaotically when it is prayed with faith. The power of the Holy Rosary makes hell tremble when it is recited with faith and in groups. Be missionaries of the Holy Rosary and consecrate yourselves to the Immaculate Heart of our beloved Mother Mary." Even Father Gabriele Amorth, perhaps the best known exorcist in the world and who died recently in September 16 of 2016, wrote in the introduction of his book called My Rosary, "Of all the prayers, I believe that the rosary is the most powerful. In fact, one day, while performing an exorcism, he heard the devil say, 'Every Hail Mary of the rosary is a blow to my head.' If Christians knew the power of the rosary, it would be finished for me. Therefore, the Holy Rosary is an effective weapon not only for our personal and family problems, but is also an effective in solving the problems regarding the conflicts between nations. In many difficulties, we put our trust in solving problems in the wrong people instead of calling for help from heaven. Of course, we should and must do everything in our ability to solve all the problems that afflict us. If someone is sick, he immediately should seek and consult a doctor. But we also should invoke help from above, because God also uses doctors to cure the sick.
But we are not just talking about diseases, but about every type of problem that may afflict us. We should also remember that there is prophecy found in Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 3, that warns us, when they say peace and security, then sudden ruin will come upon them, like labor pains to the pregnant woman, and will not escape. The peace and security may also refer to an individual's reliance and sense of security that may come from their position of power, or economics, or any other sources. In many cases, for example, politicians sign peace agreements, but they are never sufficient and effective as the recitation of the rosary. Indeed, most of humanity's social and political successes are due more to the constant and fervent prayer of the cloistered nuns and those who in silence or in suffering pray with faith, and not necessarily the proposals of rulers and politicians in which many put so much trust. So let's be careful. Yes, we must do everything in our power to resolve any problem. Yes, we definitely should consult doctors and appropriate people to resolve health problems and others. But above all, we must invoke the help of heaven, and we will find that the right solution will come in due time. Jesus tells us we must pray unceasingly, because we know very well that every prayer is really an encounter with God, and that it is He who grants us what we ask, if it is for our good and for His greater glory.
In the Gospel of Matthew, the Bible tells us that everything you ask with faith in prayer, you will receive. Prayer, according to the Word of God, is a wonderful avenue that leads to serving the Lord with joy and obtains from us everything that is asked if it is according to His will. But of all the prayers, the rosary is the most wonderful, most effective, and most appropriate prayer in our times. Therefore, we must be devoted to this prayer that is so desired by Our Lady, and our victory will be obtained through the Holy Rosary. Now we will take a little break, and then we will resume with our theme on the power of the Holy Rosary.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though there may be parted, there is still a chance. eyes that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, there will be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
Welcome back. Now we will continue with our theme today, which is the power of the Holy Rosary. We will relate two short stories to highlight the power of the Rosary in protecting and helping devotees in resolving problems encountered in their daily life. The two testimonies are well known in literature. One testimony comes from Italy and takes place in Naples in the 1860s. While the other is the more recent to our times and takes place in the USA during the 1970s. The first story relates the story of Blessed Bartolo Longo, a native Neapolitan. It recounts the story of his encounter with the Holy Rosary and the tremendous change that affected his life. Blessed Bartolo Longo was born in a devoted Catholic family on February 10, 1841, and with his father Bartholomew, a doctor, and his mother Antonina, would pray the daily rosary. When his mother Antonina died at the age of 10 years old, Bartolo's life rapidly declined into distress. As a young man, he enrolled at the University of Naples in the Faculty of Law, but soon separated from the family, became lost and confused. His training as a student was also a very tumultuous period, not only for him, but for many in Italy. And like so many others at that time, was overwhelmed by the nationalistic fervor of the Risorgimento. This was the period in Italy when the political and social movements led Italy to consolidate itself from different states into a single nation as we find it today.
Many of his university professors were actually former priests who had a very dark view of the Catholic Church and were strongly anti-clerical with obscure tendencies. So Bartolo, as a university student and under their influence, was brainwashed by their longings and began to dabble in the occult by joining the satanic-like spiritualist movement and dabbling in divination, fortune-telling, and New Age practices. Eventually, he embraced Satanism totally and was consecrated a satanic priest while also promising his soul to a demon. To the dismay of his family, he began to preach against the Catholic faith, against the Pope, and to preside and celebrate blasphemous satanic rituals. But his family never gave up and continued to pray every day for him. Over time, a profound existential crisis occurred and his mental and physical state deteriorated until he could no longer deny that he needed help. He began talking to a Catholic professor at the university, Professor Vincenzo Pepe, who addressed him to a Dominican priest, Father Alberto Radente. The priest started Bartolo towards conversion and his radical transformation by meeting him on a daily basis for 3 weeks before he could offer him absolution. The lesson here is that family prayer brings forth extraordinary fruits. Thus, we should never give up on prayer.
Bartolo eventually became a Third Order Dominican, but was still plagued with guilt over his past life. He was particularly traumatized by the experience of promising his soul to a demon and doubted God would ever accept him after doing something so heinous. These thoughts almost led him to suicide. Here's another lesson here, is that Satan, even if we are in good standing with the church, will always attack us on our scrupulousness, sending us thoughts of doubt and despair. So let's be very careful and aware of this. But Bartolo remembered a homily he had heard about the power of the rosary, and falling to his knees, he exclaimed, "If your words are true, that he who propagates your rosary will be saved, I will reach salvation, because I will not leave this land without spreading your rosary." Bartolo became the apostle of the Virgin of Pompeii and took the name of Brother Rosario in honor of the prayer given by Our Lady, and spent the rest of his life promoting the rosary and abandoning his many problems through its recitation. Then, seeing the religious ignorance of the peasants scattered in the countryside of Naples, he began to teach them the catechism of the church and propagate charitable works. At this time, he was given as a gift a painting of the Madonna del Rosario, or the Madonna of the Rosary, which was heavily damaged. He had it restored and later exhibited it in the small parish church of the Santissimo Salvatore, or Most Holy Savior, on February the 13th, 1876. That very day on which the painting was exhibited, the first miracle occurred. A 12-year-old girl, judged incurable, was completely healed, and from that day, the Madonna lavished graces and miracles in abundance in that little chapel. The crowd of pilgrims and devotees attracted to the church increased to such an extent that it was necessary to enlarge the building.
On the advice of the Bishop of Nola, Bartolo began the construction of the Basilica of Our Lady of the Rosary in Pompeii, which was completed in 1887. The painting of the Madonna of the Rosary was crowned with jewels and blessed by Pope Leo XII, and is still exhibited in the temple today. The Feast of the Madonna of the Holy Rosary of Pompeii is celebrated the first Sunday in October and the 8th of May. Today, there are over 40 churches dedicated to the Madonna of Pompeii all over the world, and it was Bartolo himself who made known what was happening in Pompeii and promoted its diffusion using the press as a means of promoting the Marian cult. All this occurring in a very difficult and hostile time for religious initiatives. In fact, Bartolo himself wrote, "What is my vocation? But to write about Mary, to have Mary praised, and to make Mary loved." Bartolo wrote extensively on the Rosary, and his writings influenced Pope St. John Paul II's decision to add the Luminous Mysteries to the Rosary in 2002. On October 26, 1980, Pope John Paul II proclaimed Bartolo Longo blessed, calling him the Many of Mary and true apostle of the Rosary. This is the story of the power of the Rosary that converted a Satanist priest, Bartolo Longo, into a fervent Catholic who is blessed in waiting sainthood and rejoiced that we, too, through the Rosary, can also be helped in our difficulties. The second story we will recount is about the well-known serial killer Ted Bundy, and it takes place in the 1970s in the state of Florida, USA. It may be that many of our listeners remember this story and the mass killer who dominated the news of the time. I also vividly remember some of the events, although I was not aware of this particular story.
Here is the incredible story, which is both powerful and disturbing, and linked to the Rosary that stopped the hand of a murderer. On May 14th, 2009, Monsignor William Kerr, well-known activist in America for his defense of human rights, returned to the Father. This story comes from him. In fact, the infamous serial killer Ted Bundy took him as his spiritual director before he died on the electric chair called Old Sparky on January 24, 1989, in Florida State Prison. Monsignor Kerr relates that on January the 14th in 1978, he was urgently called by the police to the State University of Florida. When he arrived, he found two girls brutally killed by the serial killer Ted Bundy. After administering an anointing of the sick to the girls, Monsignor Kerr, at that time Father Kerr, spoke to the girl who had narrowly escaped their fate. The policeman in charge of filing the report wanted to know why she had survived while the others had been brutally killed. The killer had actually stopped on the threshold of her door, had dropped his weapon from his hands, and hastily left without harming her. The girl, however, refused to speak and wanted to speak only with a priest. In fact, the shock had almost made her catatonic. She told Father Kerr that before leaving for university, her mother had made her promise to pray the rosary every night before falling asleep for protection.
That evening, in fact, while reciting the rosary, she fell asleep, but was still holding the rosary in her hand. When Ted, with a club as a weapon, entered her room to kill her, he saw that the girl sleeping and holding the rosary. He felt unable to take even a single step toward her and had to drop the weapon and ran away, terrified. As we know now, Ted Bundy confessed to having committed more than 30 murders so he would have no hesitation in carrying out the gruesome deed. The author, Father Joseph M. Esper, who narrates this story in his book, With Mary to Jesus, writes the following. Ironically, when Ted Bundy was sentenced to death, awaiting execution in the electric chair for his crimes, he asked Monsignor Kerr to serve him as a spiritual advisor, and the priest took the opportunity to ask him about that terrible night. Bundy explained that when he entered the third girl's room, he had a strong intention of killing her, but a mysterious power prevented him, so he dropped the weapon and ran away. But he was captured days later. Father Esperaldo adds, And not only does this rosary help our spiritual growth, but it also undermines the reign of Satan.
So, such is the power of the protective mantle of our Heavenly Mother when we regularly and devoutly recite the rosary. This girl's mother was very wise to give her daughter the weapon of the rosary, which would later save her life. So we too should pray the daily rosary for protection and guidance and to defeat the reign of evil. The rosary has incredible power to transform and enhance our lives. Let us boldly make use of it. The time is running short, so we greet and thank all our dear listeners for taking part in this program. I remind you to compile testimonial stories of the power of the rosary and send them via mail, regular or electronic, to Radio Maria Canada, and we will then share them with our listeners on future broadcasts. Address them with the power of the rosary. We encourage our listeners to pray the Holy Rosary either in groups or alone, reminding of the victory that has been promised to us at a proper time. This is a promise we cannot dispute because it has been promised by our dear mother. We would also like to acknowledge the contributors to this episode, which are Innamorati di Maria, Santuario, e Luce di Maria, found on the internet. The time of our disposal has ended. We, Rino and Nick, from Radio Maria Canada, wish you a good day. We ask God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, with Mother Mary, to bless us and keep us safe, now and always. Ciao, ciao.
We thank our dear listeners of Radio Maria Canada for having welcomed us into their homes. Let's make an appointment for next week at the same time when we continue with the power of the rosary. Ciao. Regina della Paz.